When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 67, Whatever You Fear, You Must Face, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hey, how's it going, optimizers? Welcome to another episode of Optimal Living Daily, or the old podcast for short. I am Justin Mollick, and I have a reading coming from Steve Pavlina about fear. Many of you already know I started this podcast as a sort of social experiment to deal with my own social anxiety, so I can definitely relate to this, but we all have our own fears, and it's true that avoidance really perpetuates that fear. The only way around it is to attack it head on, which is obviously the hardest thing to do, but well worth it in the end. I feel like my social anxiety isn't as bad as it was maybe 6 months ago, but I'm still struggling, as this podcast is just a stepping stone towards more and more social interaction for me. But this isn't about me, it's about us, and I read these posts for you so that you don't have to sit down and find and read amazing blogs. You can take them on the go. And so far, I've been doing this completely free, relying on some very generous patrons of the show to contribute, which has really meant the world to me. And you can join them and contribute any amount you like over at oldpodcast.com. Or if you'd like to support the show without spending money, you can do that too. And join my free weekly newsletter, which gives you lots of free stuff, including chances to win free books. I actually gave one away yesterday, and I'll be giving away a book by The Minimalists on the first of the month. So to join that and be entered automatically to win great books, text the word OPTIMAL to 44222. Or again, you can visit me online at oldpodcast.com. But for now, let's start optimizing your life. Whatever you fear, you must face, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. Last night I went to a show of the Las Vegas Improvisational Players. This is the same improv troupe I trained slash performed with for a few months in 2006. I love these unscripted shows because they're different every time. My favorite part was watching them act out the phrase gelatinous herbivores scurrying during a game called Debate. Another funny part was when they portrayed the growling monster on the Matterhorn ride at Disneyland. During the show, I asked myself which I enjoyed more, being in the audience or being one of the performers. In the audience, you get to laugh a lot. On the stage, you get to make people laugh. I was invited to participate in one of the games as an audience volunteer, posing players while they acted out a scene, so I had the opportunity to enjoy the show from both sides last night. I'm still not sure which is more fun, but it was clear that being on stage is the better growth experience. After the show, I went out to dinner with the players. As you might imagine, this is a very lively group. No one ordered any alcohol, but you'd never have guessed it. While I was enjoying the conversation and lots of laughs, I thought to myself, there's something unusual about this table. I looked around and saw that people at nearby tables were watching us, wondering why we seemed so happy. Other people, including our waiter, were smiling, laughing at our jokes. Our cheerful, boisterous attitude infected the people around us. By the end of the night, our waiter was actively engaged in our conversation, sharing his own stories and anecdotes with our group. His role as a waiter faded, and he became another friendly human being to connect with. I noticed that our conversation was very positive. I don't recall anyone complaining or making negative comments, except maybe as part of a joke. Mostly people were telling stories, discussing parts of the show, and making humorous observations. I probably laughed at least as much during dinner as I did during the show. I thought to myself, this is how human beings are meant to be, happy, alive, and inviting. But the interesting part is how you get there. What improv players have in common is that they're all willing to get up on stage, which is something most people are afraid to do. They're willing to try to be funny without knowing in advance how they'll do it. They never know what they'll say or do until they actually find themselves doing it. They can practice, but they can't really prepare. Are these people completely unafraid? Were they simply born with no fear of public speaking? In most cases, no. They have the same fears and anxieties everyone else does. It's common to feel nervous or anxious before a show. Being nervous isn't a sign of impending failure. It just means you care about your performance. This fear energy sends most people running, but those who get up on the stage learn that fear isn't really an obstacle. It's a challenge to be faced. The reward for facing fear is that you get to be fully alive. When you turn towards your fear, you feel the breath of life blowing straight at you. It's very refreshing. You feel awake and energized. It's not that you become an adrenaline junkie. You simply realize that you can't let fear stand in your way if you want to live your life consciously. Being afraid of something is no excuse for not doing it. The first time I saw the improv show, I thought to myself, I wonder if I could do that someday. Then I felt anxious and nervous, and the reply came back, no way. How can you be funny under that much pressure? What if you say something stupid and no one laughs? What if you go totally blank? You look like a complete idiot. That's when I realized I had to do it. I had to do it because if I ran from that kind of challenge, I'd be giving fear permission to run my life. The truth was that I wanted the experience of doing it, not for a lifetime career, just to experience it and see what it was really like. It didn't matter whether I succeeded in making people laugh. The more important issue was that I didn't let fear make my decisions for me. I saw the benefits of this willingness to face fear in the other players last night. It's especially noticeable when you contrast it with those who repeatedly run from fear. Facing fear makes you more conscious. Running from fear lowers your consciousness and makes you behave like a drone on autopilot. What are you allowing fear to stop you from doing? How would you feel about yourself if you actually did it? Regardless of the outcome, do you at least recognize that you'd feel more conscious and alive? Do you think the pattern of facing fear again and again could make a difference in your life? How would your life be different if you lived by the rule, whatever you fear, you must face? Think of fear as a homing beacon, not an obstacle. You just listened to the post titled, Whatever You Fear, You Must Face, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. It's true, if we all faced our fears again and again, our lives would be much different in a good way. I think for me, joining Toastmasters or some other sort of forced public speaking thing would be the ultimate challenge, but seriously, just thinking about that right now makes my stomach hurt. So I totally understand everyone else's fears and how hard it is to take action. I'm taking those baby steps though, and one day I will get there. What is it that you'd like to conquer? And what can I read you on this podcast to help you get there? Let me know. The best way to reach me is to reply to any email that I send you through my mailing list. I read all of them. So to join that, you can text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222 or visit me online at oldpodcast.com, and I'd be happy to do whatever I can to help you out. I think that's enough for episode 67. Go out and conquer those fears, and I'll see you in tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.